JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we celebrate Local Government Month. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment is back, and we'll have a child care tip just for you. Welcome to Roundabout JA. November is the month of numerous national and international observances. Today, we focus on the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development as it commemorates Local Government Month. Various activities have been planned, including a church service held in Clarendon on Sunday. Senior Director of the Strategic Policy Planning and Performance Management Unit in the Ministry, Junior Rose, lists some of the other activities planned.
The next activity, Portmore Business Fair, Thursday, November 5th. And then we have Farmers Market and Back at Home with Meritone. You can go on by on Saturday, November 7th in St. Thomas. Youth Mayor's Luncheon and Courtesy Call, Wednesday, November 11th, 4 p.m. Inaugural Local Government Cook-Off, November 13th, Ministry Parking Lot.
There will also be a Civil Service Expo at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 17. But don't miss the Local Government in Concert on Friday, November 7 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center. And the Social Development Commission, SDC, by way of its own celebration, will be providing greater support for Community Development Committees, or CDCs, through the Government's Administrative Fund. Chairman of the SDC, James Walsh, says the fund, valued at $22 million, was established to support all registered CDCs across the island in strengthening governance structures at the community level.
We are going to be giving grants to qualified community development committees.
Mr. Walsh says the funds will allow community groups to have a more robust operating system that will improve local governance, encourage greater involvement in central government activities, and promote social and economic development.
Can you sing, dance, act, or write? Then enter the JCDC 2016 Festival of the Performing Arts Competitions in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. The JCDC continues to provide opportunities that unearth, develop, and showcase your creative talents. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Enter now.
One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that provides economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. And now our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
I'm going to tell you something about my experience in Kingston, beginning from way back in 1960s. There is a special knife. It is called a ratchet knife. In the 60s, you know, the ratchet knife was banned from Jamaica by the police. In those days, it was called the most dangerous weapon in Jamaica. It used to be hard to open, hard to close, but them guys used to file along the back of the tree groove. Then you could flip it and flap it, flip, flap, when people were ready to fight.
Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Have a list of family members who could be contacted in case of an emergency. Designate a family member or a close associate who would be able to fill the role of advisor in case of an emergency. This person should be someone with whom your child is comfortable. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And before we go, November 2 is International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. Over the past decade, more than 700 journalists have been killed for bringing news and information to the public. The date was chosen in commemoration of the assassination of two French journalists in Mali in 2013. It celebrates a global right and responsibility of journalists to disseminate information without hindrance or prejudice, and condemns violent acts of autocrats and other opposing forces against agents of information. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvero. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.